Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside. Wishing to speak with him, someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today the Church celebrates the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was devoted to following God's plan for her life from a very young age. Her unwavering faith and commitment resulted in God choosing her to become a living temple, a vessel through which he could uniquely embody himself. Mary's openness to divine inspiration from an early age allowed her to become a dwelling place for God's Son, Jesus, in a real and physical sense. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus speaks of those who do the will of his Father in heaven. Mary is the first and most perfect example of this. Her lifelong dedication to God's will made her a fitting vessel for his Son to enter the world. We too are called to do God's will so that we may become temples of the Lord, carrying his presence to others. As St. Paul wrote, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" On this day, we ask Mary to intercede for us and pray that we may always seek to do the Father's will so that we too may become living temples of the living God with his Spirit dwelling within us.